Louis Spohr, 1784-1859. Nonet Opus 31. 1. Allegro. 2. Scherzo. Allegro. 3. Adagio. 4. Finale. Vivace. By 1813, Spohr's considerable talents as violinist, director and composer enabled the 29-year-old to secure a plum job as Kapellmeister at the Theater in der Wien. Vienna was then the center of the musical universe. Beethoven's Symphony No. 7 was premiered there later that year, and Spohr was to come into close contact with Beethoven and other Vienna-based artists. Through a generous commission by the entrepreneur and arts patron Johann von Tost, Spohr was able to devote himself to composing many chamber music works, including his Nonet. Scored for wind quintet, flute, oboe, clarinet, bassoon, horn, and strings, violin, viola, cello, bass, the Nonet is the first example of its kind. Spohr's compositional skills meant that this excursion into uncharted territory resulted in a masterful work, treating each instrument both as a soloist and as a voice in the ensemble, and combining a graciously elegant classicism with romantic harmony and rich sonorities. The four-note motif which opens the initial Allegro opens plays a role throughout the movement, and also in the third and fourth movements. The second movement is made up of a scherzo and two trios. The violin is featured in the charming, Lentler-like first trio, whereas in the contrapuntal second trio, the lead is given to the winds. A beautiful, soulful adagio movement follows, and the work concludes with a sonata form finale full of vitality and humor.